right now. Where are we at in society? Get ready.
Where are we at in society today?
Oh, Mike Gundy. You're right there. Right there.
Oh, poor Gundy.
Poor Gundy. I wanted him in.
Everybody was questioning why he kicked a field goal in the fourth quarter like he did at around the 5-yard line. He's been doing that for three years now.
New Gundy.
Kicking it when he should be going for it in the most obvious situations because he has no faith in his offense picking up a small amount of yardage.
Real quick, if the guy makes the pylon, does Gundy still get left out? Or is it Cincinnati that gets left out? Because Michigan, I'm assuming, gets in. It's one of those two.
That is a great question.
Who would have gotten left out? See, I think you got to leave. Oh, man. The way they won, by your eyeballs, it would have to be you leave Oklahoma State out.
Yeah, because they won ugly.
They won real ugly.
You need your quarterback to play better. And I know all four interceptions weren't his fault, but you need a quarterback to play better than Spencer Sanders did.
Did you see how many attempts he had in the game?
No, how many?
It's like 47.
See,
as soon as Warren can't play, that game is up for grabs.
That's why I feel bad for Oklahoma State in that game is because as soon as Warren went out, they were screwed.
Yeah.
Because they're having to rely too much on Spencer Sanders at that point.
Spencer Sanders and Stetson Bennett. When you have to count on those two guys, those two teams were in trouble. All right, Trey, what the heck happened on an airplane?
So if you were to see a woman come on board a flight that you're, let's say you're sitting and waiting for it to take off, and a woman comes on board,
and
she has a hairless cat, like one of those hairless cats, doesn't have any hair, just looks creepy.
Those are creepy.
Like a Halloween cat.
Yes.
Brings it on board with her as a sort of emotional support pet. That would be a little bit weird, right?
That is weird. That shouldn't be allowed to happen,
because
but I know it is.
Let's be honest. Cats, not only very cerebral creatures, also very selfish creatures.
Oh, absolutely.
There's no way a cat is serving as your emotional support pet. You may think that, but the cat has no respect for you if that's really how you're trying to treat the cat, bringing it in all sorts of public places that it wants nothing to do with.
Yep, agree.
So the situation for people on a Delta flight from Syracuse, New York to Atlanta, Georgia, got even weirder after this woman who brought a hairless cat on board, apparently at some point during the flight, takes out her tatas. So, shows her bare chest, and then proceeds to feed said hairless cat.
Oh, come on.
The milk from her teat, Shad.
She did not. Were there cameras rolling? Somebody's being punked. Was Ashton Kutcher on this flight? Are those guys from, guys on TBS? They're not politically incorrect. What are they called? Practical Jokers? Impractical Jokers. Is that who was on this plane?
No.
Was it my Aggie group? What Dude Perfect? Were they trying to throw balls through goals and they just made this a part of it?
No, and interestingly enough, there weren't any videos taken of this woman breastfeeding her cat. There was, however, a screenshot of a message board of air traffic control that reports that a passenger in 13A, which was her row and seat, is breastfeeding a cat and will not put the cat back in its carrier when the flight attendant requested.
Wow. It's a good request. It's a fair request.
Yeah, so the flight attendant told this woman to repeatedly stop doing this and put the cat back in its cage.
Did she go full shirt off?
But the woman refused. I think she just pulled...
Or did the normal...
Pulled tank top down.
Perhaps. Gotcha.
And so this flight attendant, Ainsley Elizabeth, who was on board during the incident, took to TikTok on November 13th to explain more of what went down. This is according to Newsweek. This woman had one of those, like, hairless cats swaddled up in a blanket to make it look like a baby. Her shirt was up. Okay, so she didn't pull down. She pulled the shirt up.
Right.
Shirt was up, and she was trying to get the cat to latch, and she would not put the cat back in the carrier. And this cat was screaming for its life because it's a cat, Chad, and it's not a human baby.
How annoying would that be on a plane?
That would be very annoying, that screech of a cat.
By the way, I don't know enough about cats. What's your guess? Does the cat latch or lap? What do you think? I mean, it's a cat, right? You've seen a cat drink milk.
Well, cats that are being fed off of the mom's teat latch.
Okay.
You have to latch. You're not just using your tongue to get the milk out at that point.
That's true. The tongue's involved. But, yeah, no, you're right. You're right. I've seen that. You're right. My bad. Go ahead.
So this flight attendant who reported this on TikTok said that security ultimately got involved, but she's unsure of what happened to the woman once her and the cat touched down with the airplane in Atlanta. The Delta employee who filed a message with the official messaging system, the aircraft communications addressing and reporting system, said that Delta apprehended the woman once they got to the ground. The Redcoats, which is, I guess, Delta's...
The Redcoats are coming.
Jackbooted thugs.
They're coming to take your cat away.
Said the elite airport customer service experts, identifiable by their bright red coats, basically stopped the woman at the airport and took her off to have a stern talking to.
So, Trey, this all happened during our lifetime. I don't know if it's our generation that deserves the blame or whatever, but the solution to me is just really simple. Only people are allowed on planes, period. Not dogs, not cats, not ferrets, not snakes. When we were little...
If they are allowed on a plane, it's in the underbelly.
When we were little, it was underbelly in cages, and they can take care of them that way in carriers. I'm sorry. I know this support animal thing has happened. If you need a support anything to fly, you don't get to fly. We've become way too self-important. These animals are a part of it. None of them. I'm a dog lover. I am not arguing for dogs either. I'm sorry, you can't. Seeing eye dogs, emotional support dogs, all that stuff, you have to make special arrangements where the dog can travel separately. Period. We can't have everybody on planes with animals. Stop it.
We've allowed the animals in public thing to turn into how Californians were exploiting the whole medical marijuana thing 10 to 15 years ago. Where you go to these doctors that are certified to give out medical marijuana cards saying that your back's a little bit sore, and all of a sudden you have your marijuana card.
Right.
If you are able to go to a doctor and get that note to write off this emotional support pet fiasco, and it is a fiasco in a lot of cases,
yep,
all you're doing is exploiting a loophole, so you're not having to pay however many hundreds of dollars to board the pet or have somebody in your family or friendship group watch the pet while you go on vacation.
Now, if you want to have a specific airline that opens up the possibility and make them the bar in your neighborhood that's dog friendly, that's a different discussion. But in general, the rule should be nobody gets on a plane. You can't. Regular commercial flights should not have animals on them. Period.
Completely agreed. As insensitive as that seems to be to those who need support pets, that is a very small percentage of society. And by the way, for those rare instances where a medically trained animal is actually needed, like let's say it's a dog that can sense or smell rather when blood sugar is starting to get out of whack for the sake of seizures and things like that.
Right.
That should still be allowed. But as far as somebody bringing their peacock aboard a Southwest flight, you're over the line there.
Yeah.
You need a different sort of emotional support than what a peacock is going to provide for you.
Right, because to me, the dog you're talking about with insulin levels, that's not an emotional support animal. That is a dog that's serving a medical purpose.
That's a medically trained dog.
Dude, if you show me a ferret that can take somebody's temperature or insulin level mid-flight and keep quiet, we'll have that discussion. If medical ferret exists, let me know.
That's what Richard Gere always said about that gerbil. People didn't understand the real purpose of that gerbil.
But if emotional support ferret is what you're talking about, we are out on that discussion. And certainly breastfeeding hairless cats are out of it. That is unbelievable. I'd ask you if that woman was attractive, Trey, but she was on an airplane breastfeeding a cat. So I'm going to guess about her attractiveness level. I'm going to guess it's somewhere south of 5. I'm just guessing.
Probably guess how unkempt her hair was, too.
The chances of her being an 8 or a 9 are low.
Yeah.
Really low to anybody's standard.